Stories Online.
EPP bonus episode number 44 is what is coming to you this week from Real Ghost Stories Online. In it, we'll talk about the brand new EPP website that's about to launch. Get all the info on that and what's coming to it. Plus, some really, really awesome stories. If you want in, sign up to become an EPP extra podcast person on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP. A listener's graveyard shift job after 30 years still leaves him questioning the events of one night.
And it's a neat story that he's finally chosen to share publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine carrying this particular story around for 30 years?
No, I can't imagine carrying it around for 30 minutes after it happened, actually.
Yeah.
I'd be like telling everyone. And it's an interesting story because it's pre-YouTube days. It's 30 years ago. It's,
uh-huh.
You know, but it's something that had those platforms existed when this happened, everyone would know about it, I think.
I think so.
Because it's that good. A toddler gives a disturbing description of an entity he lovingly refers to as Purple Mommy.
It's just gross. It is. It's not as gross as the train story we had last week.
Yeah, it's nowhere near the train story level.
No, but it's very, very creepy for a toddler to give this description. And as a parent, you would be freaking out.
I can just, like, Purple Mommy, and to me, what I'm visioning in my mind is, like, the creepy purple lady on Ghostbusters in the library that's floating around. But what this Purple Mommy does is just so... It would make Ghostbusters an R-rated movie. So many of them. A home where a listener used to play has become his own now, but it holds an entity that isn't exactly happy about the purchase.
And this particular listener is a skeptic, and after this story, I'm just not sure what could happen to this person for them to finally believe in the paranormal.
Levitation?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think sometimes just once a skeptic, always a skeptic for some folks. And can a paranormal event be disguised in fate or coincidence?
And I think this story is one of those clear cases of it's too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. And he's lucky that he kind of is able to reason why this event happens.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a ghost coming back for good, and not like for like permanent, but for a good deed.
Yeah, for a good reason.
To kind of make some things that may be wrong a little more right, and ends up having a good ending. But it's more than a coincidence. You'll soon find out when you hear the story. It's those stories and more in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up to become an EPP at realghoststoriesonline.com. Support the show. Keep us on the air. It's only $5 a month to get this episode on all 44 bonus episodes of the show and bonus video material. Sign up at realghoststoriesonline.com.